Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, what up? We are weird. Welcome to Maggie and Perloff. So glad to have you. It's Friday. You've made it. Whew, big exhale. And look at the weekend we have to look forward to, Perloff. You are almost ready to head down to Philadelphia to watch your Philadelphia Eagles take on the 49ers. But we got to start in the AFC today because we get some more video of Patrick Mahomes throwing at practice. Take from it what you will, but he looked pretty good.
Well, it was three passes. Yeah. I want to see him run so we could throw a pass standing still. We still need to see him run and not jog. Don't you think that there's a little bit of assumption that he's okay? I'm seeing that everywhere. Oh, he's okay. We saw him walk off the podium. Walk off the podium, okay. He's going to be chased by Trey Hendrickson. Who cares if he can walk off the podium? I think people are leaping a little too much to the side of he's fine.
Well, if he was walking with a noticeable limp, then I think everyone would be freaking out. But you're right. Not only is the public now thinking that he's fine, the odds have now flipped yet again back in the favor towards the Kansas City Chiefs. So the way this started was that it was the Chiefs who were favored, then it was the Bengals, and now it's the Chiefs again 48 hours before the game.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Right. So I think people are getting way, way too excited about Patrick Mahomes' health. We just don't know. I know we're doing picks later in the show.
Yeah, we are.
This is so much harder. This round is so hard. Does it feel hard to you?
Yes, they all feel hard to me, but this one especially. But can I just tell you one thing that I think needs to go away as far as the discourse around this game? Whatever happens in this game, and especially if Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals win, which I'm not discounting, and they're coming in playing excellent football, it doesn't knock Mahomes off the top spot. We've talked a lot about tiers of quarterbacks and, you know, Burrow ascending and maybe Josh Allen dropping or whatever kind of hot takes we want to do off of these games. But one thing is for sure, Perloff, Mahomes is still the top tier no matter if they win or lose this game. If they win, it only adds to his lore. This is his flu game. This is his, you know, what he did against Jacksonville on one leg. This is that times 10. But if he loses to Burrow, he doesn't get knocked off that top spot. Not to me.
Okay. Once again, you use tier Patrick Mahomes. Tier means a bunch of guys.
Okay, but Mahomes, a top. But
he's a top of the mountain. He's number one.
Number one.
So if Joe Burrow wins, you don't think that we're going to view coming into next season, the storyline isn't going to be Joe Burrow has ascended to the top of the AFC power charts. And here's why. He's beaten him now. How many times in a row?
It would be four times in a row.
It reminds me of Brady and Peyton Manning back in the day. Peyton Manning would put up these insane stats and he'd get to the playoffs. But Mahomes, unfortunately, this feels LeBron-ish, he's kind of losing some AFC title games. I think this will be his third AFC title game loss. I think you're going to look at Mahomes and say, wow, his numbers are great. He's won a Super Bowl, Peyton Manning. Joe Burrow, look at him. His numbers are also great, not quite as great, but his team wins at a higher level, Tom Brady.
Okay, it's a good argument, right? But first of all, Burrow's got to win one Super Bowl. Brady had banked three, like, by the time he was Burrow's age. I mean, not really, but Brady had already won a Super Bowl, right, by the time...
Yeah, he was present on the team that won a Super Bowl, but that was a little different.
Oh, come on. We're not taking that first Super Bowl away from Brady. No,
you cannot give the first three Super Bowls to Brady the same way the last few were.
Okay, maybe not the way that the comeback against the Falcons. All right, there's tiers to this thing about maybe Brady's own Super Bowls, I guess we're doing in tiers, but they still count.
But you know what I mean. Nobody gives Tom Brady the same credit for the early. The first team was all special teams and defense.
No, no, no.
Drew Bledsoe basically won the AFC Championship game.
Well, that because Brady got knocked out of the game. But no, no, no. Now it's just Brady's number. The unassailable seven, right? It's just not going to be, I've touched him. Maybe it's Mahomes, maybe it's Burrow, but not yet. So once Burrow wins a Super Bowl and then continues on his path, maybe, but I can't put him above Mahomes. And you beat Mahomes if he's compromised, that's even less. I would say the three straight wins against him going into this would be the better argument for Burrow. To beat Mahomes when he's gimping around, if he is, on one leg, that doesn't cement your legacy. That's not taking out the top dog when he's at full strength.
What if he plays like he did against Buffalo, though? What if Burrow is just on a heater throughout the rest of the playoffs?
Well, then he'll win a Super Bowl, and then maybe the conversation will start to be different, but not until he wins a Super Bowl. You can't get up there with Mahomes, and Mahomes is going to win the MVP this year. Now,
that is the dumbest award in history. Honestly, why they vote for the MVP during the regular season and make themselves look like idiots, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, Rodgers won two in a row. What did the Packers do in the playoffs? Two most disappointing seasons Rodgers has probably ever had. He won the MVP. I just think that winning is how you define quarterbacks. It may or may not be fair.
Yeah.
Now, in my argument, I admit I'm already handing Joe Burrow the Lombardi trophy. It'd be nice for my argument if he did win the Super Bowl. But you know how it was like this with Brady, where all of a sudden you wake up and say, wow, this is the top guy.
Okay, I get it. And when Brady passed Peyton, but Burrow has not won a Super Bowl, nor has he won an MVP. Whether you think MVPs are fugazi or not, that's something that Mahomes will have two of, and he'll have a Super Bowl and two appearances in the Super Bowl. Right now, Burrow's just got the one appearance in the Super Bowl. So he's not, like, he could be on a heater, but I think to take out Mahomes, who's been, like, the gold standard over the last 5 years, 4 years, I don't think you can just say, oh, he beats him in Arrowhead when he's got a high ankle sprain. Yeah. That makes him the top dog. No way.
I think it'd be incredibly impressive if he won this game. It's a big if. I think it's going to be a lot harder a game than everyone else is
assuming.
If who
wins the game?
If Joe Burrow wins this game, I think it's a huge accomplishment. And then if he goes on to win the next game, it's even bigger. And listen, I don't have metrics or stats to back this up, but Joe Burrow is magical. He's magic.
Oh, but remember, Mahomes had magic. Wasn't Mahomes magic?
Mahomes is also magical.
Yeah, okay.
But Joe Burrow is defying logic with these two Super Bowl runs. I mean, he came into this season with a total Super Bowl hangover. The Bengals were not good early in the season.
He had an appendectomy.
Yeah. Oh, I actually forgot that. Yeah. But
exploded. Yikes.
You look what he's done the last month. I'm sorry, maybe he's equal to Mahomes, but there's no one who's playing better than him right now. And you saw it. Listen, I don't mean to keep bringing this up. You saw it with Josh Allen. Is a legit MVP candidate. He's great. He looked like he was a bit outclassed in the divisional round.
I don't believe you. You do mean to bring it up. You always bring it up, and you will bring it up into the offseason until the end of time.
Well, we're talking about Joe Burrow. I get it.
I'm just joking. But I think that, that's the way I see it, right? I think Mahomes, this is kind of, in some ways, if Burrow doesn't go on to win the Super Bowl, this particular game for him is kind of like a lose-lose, which is you beat Mahomes, you get the credit, sure, but you don't get the full credit because Mahomes is on a high ankle sprain. You lose to him, and it's like, oh my gosh, you got your team talking all this smack, Burrowhead Stadium, you know, all this stuff, we own you. And if you lose to him, then you lost to a gimpy Mahomes.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Totally.
And it's listen, like, it's not fair, but it's kind of how it's setting up.
And we know America will abandon one Monday's quarterback take. They'll just throw it. Dak Prescott was the hottest quarterback in the league after beating Tampa Bay. Then every single writer, NFL pundit, NFL person on TV said he cannot play football at all the following week after.
Except for you, Perloff. You're still riding with Dak Prescott.
But my point is, because I think that people overestimate one game and ignore the fact that he was going against the Niners. Completely ignore that. The guy, he outplayed Tom Brady, and we all loved him last Monday. So That's what's going to happen with Burrow. We're totally going to jump to a very far conclusion based on this game. Okay. Because there's such high stakes, Maggie. You have to admit, this is how you define quarterbacks. How do they handle this kind of pressure?
Yep, you're right about that. I think that with Burrow, though, and I don't know how this became a Dak Prescott conversation, but there's still more faith in Burrow than Prescott.
Oh, yeah, of course. Right. Oh, yeah. No, Burrow's not going to fall like Prescott fell. He's not going to fall that much. But if he loses this game, he'll go right back into the pile with Josh Allen and Justin Herbert. He's not going to be competing with Mahomes anymore.
Well, how about this, right? Bengals go to the Super Bowl last year, and still the odds-on favorite to win the division the next season were the Ravens. Like, wow, that's the disrespect. And I wonder, if they lose this game, do we go in next year with Lamar Jackson with a $250 million contract? And
no.
Or people, we say, oh, the Steelers, here they come.
People are over the Ravens, I think. But yeah. Joe Burrow was 10-7 last year. I mean, there was legitimate reason to not think they were going to be that good. And the Ravens turned out to be, they probably, if Lamar stayed healthy, they probably do win that division. But you're right. Will we continue to disrespect him? But if he wins this, we're all going to pick the Bengals next year.
You're right.
I think it's going to be a little change. I just, looking at my crystal ball, if Joe Burrow wins it, it's going to be kind of a hero worship thing. It's going to be a big deal. And we do that for Mahomes now.
Yep.
By the way, how come Joe Burrow doesn't get commercials? Does he turn them down? Do you have any idea? I don't see him in commercials.
I don't know. What do you think he should endorse?
Anything. I mean, listen, Patrick Mahomes is putting bath bombs in for Progressive. Give him an insurance ad.
Yeah, you could probably do that. Maybe he thinks he's, you know, wants to pick the right thing. Maybe he's being really strategic about this.
I'm just saying, if he wins this game, you're going to see a real sort of exaltation of Joe Burrow in this country. He's going to become a thing. He already is a thing. But
even
I think
more so. Yes.
I think my wife, who doesn't like football, will know everything about Joe Burrow.
He's on the precipice of really breaking through in a new way, which is funny because he did go to the Super Bowl last year. But him breaking through, I think you're right about another level of celebrity.
Yes.
I guess the one that
crossover.
Patrick Mahomes has. Right.
Crossover. Real quick, and this is a total aside and does not belong in the first segment.
Okay.
But my daughter has to watch shows in the morning with me, and she goes, I'm starting to know some of the players' names, Dad. And she goes, guess the quarterback she knew. Baker Mayfield. And I go, why?
We haven't talked about Baker in weeks.
She thought it was so weird that everybody kept talking about a guy who wasn't a football player and was a Baker. But she knew Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, and Baker Mayfield. Those were the three she knows.
And that's our focus group. She's 11?
Yes. She did not know Mahomes, but she'll know Burrow. She's going to watch the Super Bowl, so she'll know. That's why I'm saying Joe Burrow is possibly going to break out and be a crossover star.
Man.
Would you buy that?
I think you're right, but first got to win this game. And, you know, Bengals are super confident here. And they have a right to be confident. They smacked around the Bills, that's for sure. They've won at Arrowhead before. But are they feeling a little overconfident at this point? I mean, a lot of smack talk going on. Like, a lot. The Burrowhead thing is cute, but you got, you know, there's always a heavy dose of Mike Hilton and Eli Apple out there talking a lot. I mean, the Chiefs noticed this. Who was it? Was it Chris Jones today who ended his press conference and was like, see you at Burrowhead? They're paying attention. Now, they might not be able to do anything about it if Mahomes is really limited, but they might have be poking the bear. We played a clip for you yesterday with Travis Kelce talking about how loud it is at Arrowhead and everyone talking about, oh, it's Burrowhead Stadium. Like, they might be taking this personally now, the Chiefs.
Yeah, I don't buy any of that. You know how,
you don't buy into bulletin board material.
I do in general, but at this level, it's the AFC Championship game. What are you going to, how can you be more up for any game possibly than this game?
I think it matters. I'm a bulletin board person.
So
yes.
It feels like there's like back and forth bulletin board material. I'm sure you guys saw this. Willie Gay was asked what impresses him about the Bengals offense.
What is it about that Bengals offense that maybe impresses you the most? You played it a few times?
Nothing.
Okay.
Simply says nothing.
Yeah.
Jamar Chase responded back to that. So it seems like the Bengals have their bulletin board material. The Chiefs have their bulletin. Kind of like what Zach Taylor said earlier in the week, you just scour the internet. Sometimes it's easier to find than other times.
Right.
But you just find things
whatever
to motivate you. Yeah. In that fourth quarter when you're beat up, bruised, hurting, and you need that one little thing to kind of build that last, you know, ditch motivation, you find something.
I think bulletin board material works. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Where this goes, we want to hear from you about Will Burrow pass Mahomes is like the hierarchy if he wins this game. What's your prediction for this game? We'll get to the NFC in just a little bit. We got to get Perloff's plans. You wearing your Eagles shirt today? I see a little green poking out there.
Ooh.
Yep.
Maybe.
I think you've secretly worn something Philadelphia every day this week and that we haven't noticed until today.
Yeah,
you
I got
wore an Iverson, your Iverson hoodie the other day. You had your Brotherly Love hat.
Yep. I had a Flyer shirt on yesterday that Boomer sized and yelled at me for.
Yeah, probably. That sounds right.
And no, I had another. I was going to wear a Phillies starter jacket today.
Ooh.
But it's Friday in January, a Phillies. I didn't want to get you too mad at me. I know how you how you're sensitive
because
they beat your
mouth. Like an old school starter's jacket?
No, it's a, you've seen it before. It's like a zip up Phillies thing with a P on it. I just figured I'd wear my Underdog shirt from 2017, but I want to be objective, Maggie. This is a national show.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I cannot be parochial. Yeah.
The objectivity flew out the window.
I mean, 14 months, and this show has been nothing but objective. When it comes to
that's
the Eagles,
that's our
just
signature.
Yeah.
No, no fandom over here. 855-212-4CBS. We see you, Weedos, in the chat. Everyone is present and accounted for. Come on in and hang out. This is a very welcoming group, by the way. As far as chats on the internet go, this is a very welcoming group. You can go to youtube.com/Maggie and Perloff if you want to come hang with us, interact with the show. Of course, we're coast to coast on all of our CBS Sports Radio affiliates. You can listen to us on Sirius XM, the free Odyssey app, or everywhere. Again, 855-212-4227. Get on board. It's championship weekend. Let's go, everybody. We're going to talk to you next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.